Hello.
Hello, we're conducting a survey to better understand what is most important to people across a variety of topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. All of your answers are confidential. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in which direction the country is headed?
Somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied, thank you. When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. Healthcare, from 0 to 10.
8.
Thank you. Racism and discrimination.
10.
Thank you. Student loan debt.
7.
Okay. Criminal justice reform.
8.
Okay. Reproductive freedom.
10.
Inflation and the cost of living.
7.
Okay. Climate change.
7.
Jobs and wages.
7.
Voting rights.
8.
Kindergarten through 12th grade education.
8.
Immigration.
5.
Abortion rights.
10. No, I'll say 8.
Crime and violence.
7.
Okay. Democracy.
10.
Okay. I'm sorry, immigration, you said 7 or 8 on immigration?
I think I said 5.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Next question. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. Now, I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024 November elections on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely light to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race?
Black.
Okay. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are not registered?
Registered.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think yourself as, what is the year of your birth?
1975.
Okay, thank you. All right. And let's see here. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's.
Okay. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you?
9.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter the most to your community? Please rate from the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Okay. Please rate your feelings towards people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate so. First person, Camilla Harris.
8.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
2.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Okay. The Democratic Party.
6.
Okay. Joe Biden.
6.
Okay. The Republican Party.
2.
Okay. All right, thank you. Next question. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Okay, thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic candidate.
Okay. Democratic candidate. Okay, thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
I voted for Biden.
Okay. Thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse? Worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Last 4 years, better.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half-half, or most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most of them vote.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the Congress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in country, from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means that you are not sure, and a 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. First person, President Biden, from 0 to 10.
Because 0 means they prevented progress?
Zero means you believe that the person or event did not prevent progress.
Okay.
I'm sorry, but...
So, 4.
Okay. Donald Trump.
8.
Okay. Republican and George Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly?
5 to